from a little after the middle of the Amad, Amalei Rav Chananya L'Rabbe Tanya the Messiah. There was a Machloikis, Rav Hamnun and Rabbe, what is the din by Tokfei Koyim? Rav Hamnuna held that by a Sufik Bechayr, Tokfei Koyim is Ein Meitzim Meitzim Meyodai. The Israel was born by the Israel, so there's in a Meitzim Mechaber Olavaraya, the Israel is a Murzik. Later the Koyim chapped it, so now there's a Fakertad in Tokfei Koyim, Ein Meitzim Meitzim Meyodai. That was Rav Hamnuna said, and Rabbi said that no, Tokfei Koyim Meitzim Meitzim Meyodai. That was Shitas Rabbi. So Omalei Rav Chananya L'Rabbe Tanya the Messiah Loch. So Rav Chananya told Rabbi, I have a baraisa like you that the din is Tokfei Koyim Meitzim Meitzim Meyodai. What is the raya? We learned Asveikais Nishnosen L'Dir V'Yisaser. Aloch is, we'll see on Dav Zayim, Sveikas means we have a Sofik Pidyon Petach HaMoel. We have, let's say, a Yisroel had a Sofik Petach HaMoel, and he was paid the Petach HaMoel with a set. So the Pidyon accomplishes that the Iser HaNor from the Petach HaMoel goes off. But now there's a loche that Pidyon Petach HaMoel is from Matnes Kune. So he has a Sofik, does this set belong, does it have to be given to the Koyim? Or can I keep this set? Is this from Matnes Kune or not Matnes Kune? So we have a psak. So Asveikis Nichnosim Ledir means as follows, that Yisroel had, he had his own seeing that was Zichah Chayiv B'Afroshes Maisa Behemeh, and then he also had some sveikis has said that was a suffix. Is this a pidyon petach hamayir and it belongs to the kohen, or is it not a pidyon petach hamayir and it belongs to me? And we paskin meitz mechaber ol debarai. So the vial he's holding this set. A sveikis nichnasim ledir leisaser. So these sveikis can be mitzarev to the other behemoths that belong to the Yisrael, and and you give Maisa behemoth. Bisal kedaitach tokfuk koyin eimaitzin oise miyodai, if we will say that the halacha is, if the koyin will chap this sofik pidyon petach hamer, which is a sofik matnes kohune. So if you will say tokfuk koyin eimaitzin oise miyodai, the way Rav Hamnuna said, Amai nichnosin ledir, so how can these sveikis be nichnosin ledir? Nimtza zapaita mamaynoi b'mamaynoi shalkoi. So it comes out that this Yisrael is pattering his behemis b'mamaynoi shalkoi. Now the Raya of Abaye needs a lot of explanation, but let us first see Rashi, and then we'll try a little to elaborate on the Raya. The Messiah, so Abaye said, I have a Baraisa that's a Raya to Rabbi. The Gabi Sofik Bechayres, Im Tokfu Koyin, Meitzin Miyodai, the way Rabbi had said. We learned that Sveikis, Lekama Meforish, what is the exact type of Sveikis? Besofik Pidyon Petach HaMoel. It means if a person is a Tle, that's a Sofik Pidyon Petach HaMoel. The Mafrish Olof Tle Lavkui Yisure. Now he had a suffik petach hamayr, and now he's paid them the petach, the suffik petach hamayr, with this tlet, lafkuye surit. So the maise, if it's a petach hamayr, so it, the issa goes off through the maise pidyon that he made. Vuhula atzmai, but now there's a din, is this mumin ashevet? Or is it his mumin? Vuhula atzmai, so he keeps this tlet. Shein tzarech liknoi lekoyim. He doesn't have to give it to the koyim. Shamaitzi mechaveiroi olavaraya. Because there's a shaila. Is this tle matnas kone? Is it not matnas kone? So we have a psak. Hamaitzi mechaveiroi olavaraya. Upidyan petach hamoyer bar yisurihu. That means, that's a mzach, that it is a pidyan petach hamoyer. We'll see later the halachas by Maisa Baim. It says Yia Kodesh V'loy Shekvar Kodesh. It means Rashi wants to tell us that a pidyon petach hamor has no kedusha on it whatsoever. Upidyon petach hamor bar asuriyu. It is a chiv of Maisa Baime on a pidyon petach hamor. For example, im yesh lekoyin yud pitrei chamorim. Like this, the din is as follows. Normally, without a case of sveikis, you can't have a case of meiser behime by a pidyon petach hamor. Let us explain. Let us say a poshut case. A yid has 10 pitrei chamor. Fine. He's paid it, and he gives 10 sien to the coin. He gives ten pitrei chamor. He's paid each chamor. He gives it to the coin. Now the coin has 10 tloyim, which were a pidyon petach hamor. Now these 10 tloyim, there's no din ma'isa behima on them, because of one reason, that ma'isa behima means if it was born by you. If you got it b'matone, if it's lakuach, or, so if it wasn't born by you, there's no din ma'isa behima. So a normal case of a pidyon petach hamor, which normally belongs to a kohen, there's no din ma'isa behima, because the Yisrael gave it to the kohen, so there's no din Maisa Behema, because it's like Lakuach, it's like Matone, it wasn't born, these Behemoths weren't born by him, so there's no din Maisa Behema. Now, Sarashi wants to tell us a case where there's a din by Pidyon Petach Hamor, a din of Maisa Behema. So Sarashi says as follows. There was a Kohen who had, was born by him a lot of Tloyim, so these are his Tloyim. Now, he had a Zayde that was a Yisrael that had 10 Pitrei Chamorim. Now, that means if the Kohen would have 10 Pitrei Chamorim, there's no mitzvah of Pidyon Petach Chamor by a Kohen. So, we don't have a case of Pidyon Petach Chamor by a Kohen. Now, his mother's father was a Yisrael. His mother's father had 10 Pitrei Chamorim. Fine. And now, his Zayde died, and he yarshened these 10 Pitrei Chamorim. Now, he yarshened the Pitrei Chamorim. Now that it's a Petrei Chamorim, it's a Sabanos, it's a Mamela, so he has to be paid. It wasn't born by him, it was born by the Zayde. The Zayde is a Yisrael. So Mamela, so now he yarshened 10 Pitrei Chamorim from his Zayde. Now, so he has to be paid to them, but he doesn't have to give it to a kohen. He's a kohen. So Mamela, he takes 10 tloim, his own tloim. He takes 10 tloim, and he's paid the chamor aleph, he's paid the antle aleph, and he's paid the 10 pitre chamorim and 10 tloim. Now he has 10 tloim, which were born by him. It's not lakuach, it's not matone. So now the din is, he was mechuyev ma'isa be'ime, so he's still mechuyev ma'isa be'ime. He has to be mafresh ma'isa be'ime. So Mamela, so Rashi just wants to say, a pidyon petach hamer the zachiyev ma'isa be'ime on it. But the only way we can find such a case, and a normal case without tzveikas, is such a case. Because the pidyon petach hamer you give to a koyin is lakuach. So Mamela is not in ma'isa be'ime. And if a koyin has pitre chamoyrim, so there's no din pinyin on it, because there's no din petre chamoyrim if it was born by a koyin. So Rashi wants to tell us a case that a pinyin petre chamoyrim is chay b'maisa b'hime. So Rashi says this case, a pinyin petre chamoyrim b'aresuriyu, there's a chay b'maisa b'hime on a pinyin petre chamoyrim. For example, im yesh lekoyim yud pitrei chamoyrim shenoflo loy mi beis avi ima Yisrael, he yarshened 10 pitrei chamoyrim from his zayde, his mother's father, mafrish areyim asoresim, so now he's mafrish 10 siyin, his own siyin, to be matter the pitrei chamoyrim, Umaisron, and then now there's a chiyev maisa behem on them, because they were born by him, these 10 siyin, behem shaloi. So memele, so there's a chiyev maisa behem on a pinyin petach hamer. That means it's not kodesh, there's a chiyev maisa behem. So that's one case of maisa behem, if a koyin possessed 10 pinyin petach hamer. Now, here we're speaking about another case. We have a case that a Yisrael had a Safik Petach Hamer. And he was poyde the Safik Petach Hamer. Now, so this Pidyon Safik Petach Hamer, this tle that he was poyde with, so, there's a suffix, is there a chiyev matnas kuna to give it to a koyim? Is he not mechuyev to give it to a koyim? So the din is, we paskan ha-moitzim mechaveire yola b'chai. So we say this is his tleh. It's hilkach, suffix, pidyon, petach, hamor, b'yad Yisrael. So since we paskan that ha-moitzim mechaveire yola b'chai, Nichnas ledir imshar tloim shaloi lehisaser. So now, if he has other tloim, this Yisrael has other tloim, so he takes this, that were born by him, and he takes this tle, which was also born by him, so he sticks this into the deer, lehisaser. And this is one of the tloim. Vinafke basiri lepik, and if this tle, which is a suffix, pidyon petach hamer will be the 10th one. So it's the 10th one, lepek. So this will be ma'ase behem. Bisal kedaitoch. So now, Abaye said, Bisal kedaitoch yesh lekoyin tzad schiyaboy, that if you hold tokvu koyin, ein maitzin ma'ase miyodoy, Nimse ze im yeitzei basiri poita mamaynai b'mamaynai shel koyin. So if it comes out, if this is the 10th one, is poita mamaynai b'mamaynai shel koyin. Now let us elaborate a little what the raya of Abaye was. Now let us be megashim the inyan. Let us say this person has, let's say 19 tloy. He has 20 tloy. Now, one of these 20 tloyim he was poide a suffix petach hamer with this, one of these 20 tloy. And let's say we know exactly which one it is. This tle has a red stripe on it. We know this tle he was played. We know clo. This is the this he was pay the suffix peta chamer with this tlay. Now he has 20 tlay. Now he takes all his 20 tlay and he puts them in a deer and then they're in a corral. He opens up the door and they start going out. So let us, so fine. So 1, 2, 3. The 10th one is the one with the red stripe. That was the one that was the pigeon of the suffix, Petach HaMoir, and this one is the Maisa Bay. Fine. And that's what it says, Asveikis Nechnosim Lidir. You have no problem. Afilu, the 10th one that comes out will be your suffix, pigeon Petach HaMoir. No problem. So Abaye asks, if the halacha is Takfu Kayin, Ein Maitzi and Oisei Miyadai, so Nimtze Paita Mamaynei B'Mamaynei Shal Kayin. So he's using the mamin of the Kayin to pater his behemoth. The one with the red stripe could be, belongs to the Kayin. It's a suffix, Pinyin Petach Amor. Takfu Kayin, Ein Maitzi and Oisei Miyadai. So how can he do this? That was Abaye's raya. So there are, let us mention two oifanim to understand Abaye's raya. Because let us, but before we try to explain Abaye's raya, let us try to explain the difficulties on Abaye's raya that the Raya needs explanation. Now, we had here this Tle, which is the suffix Pidyon Petach HaMoir, this Tle with the red stripe, we know all about it. So the din is Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav HaRaya. We paskin, it's a suffix, does he have to give it to the Kohen? Doesn't he have to give it to the Kohen? We paskin Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav HaRaya. It's the Yisroels. It's a suffix, he has to give it to the kindness. Amaitz mechav olav raya. The Yisroel keeps it. Right? It's the Yisroels. Now, so it's the Yisroels. So now, he made Maisa behemet. So the 10th one that went out was the one with the red stripe, which was the suffix pidyon petach hamer. So the Gemara says, ooh, nimtza paita mamayne be mamayne shalkai. Chuldik, what's Mamayni Shalkoyim? He said, Amaitzim Mechaveir Olavarai, what's your problem? How did it get to be Mamayni Shalkoyim? It's Mamayni Shal Yisrael. We just said that the Suffolk Pidyon Petach HaMoir is, we said, Amaitzim, he has the Rav the Shaila. What do I do with the set? So the Rav said, keep it. Amaitzim Mechaveir Olavarai. So it's mine. Fine, it's mine. So now, so it's mine. So I possess now 20 tloim. I'm going to put them into the deer. The 10th tle is the one with the red stripe. So the mother says, ooh, how could this be my sabahima? Paita mamayne ba mamayne shal koyin. It's you're chayva maisa and you're taking the koyin tle and you're pattering your 9 behemoths. And Shuldik, it's not the Kohen's Tle, it's my Tle. The Rav just said, Amaitz Mechaveir Olav HaRaya. That is the difficulty in Abaye's Raya. We have to understand what the Raya is. So there are two Eifanim how to understand the Raya. One Eifan, Rabbi Chanan and Kovet Tzoris and Kovet Shiurim says as follows. This Shaila, do we say Takfu Koyin Maitzian Oisem Yoda? Let's forget about the case of Maisa Behemet. Let's go back to the original case. I have here a Tle that is a Suffolk Pidyon Petach HaMoir. So the din is a Maitze Mechaveri Olav HaRaya. If the Koyin will hop it away from me, so you'll Takfu Koyin Maitzian Oisem Yoda. Now there's a Fakelta din. You leave it by the Koyin. Whoever is a murzik keeps it. That's if you hold tough for kain, aim it to your nice and me other. that the Yisrael, the Kohen can't take it away from the Yisrael. What are the two tzedodim? What is the svara to say tokfu Kohen eimaitzin? What is the svara to say tokfu Kohen eimaitzin? So the tzedodim are as follows. This din of hamaitzin mechaveirei olavarai, is it a din vadai or is it a din sofi? That means when the Yisrael made a suffix pidyon petach hamer. He asked the Rav Ashayla, whose tle is this? So you can learn two ways. You could learn the din of hamaitzim mechaber v'ayis, you're a murzik, it's oiske paskin, we have klolim, we have guidelines. If you have a suffix and hilchis mominis and someone is a murzik, hamaitzim mechaber olavaraye, you have we assume in hilchis mominis it is yours. It's yours. V'stutzach in himmel loy bashamayimi. It's yours. And that could be a din vaday. Halachically, it's a din vaday. It's oiske paskin, b'shas, leidis, asofik, you're a murzik, there's a din hamaitzim mechaber olavaraye. And Rav Chanan and Naol brings a Gemara in Bobekame. The Gemara in Bobekame wants to say the din of Amaitim Mechaber Avarai. The more wants to bring a posik on it. The more wants to bring a posik. So there's a posik. The Torah said if you don't know there's a suffix in Dinei Mominis, there's a person, there's a muzik in Dinei Mominis, we assume it's his moment. No, if it's we assume it's his moment, now the Kohen will grab it away from him and shuldik. It's oiske paskent already, that it's the Yisrael's mumen. That's the din, finished. We, that's the psak, and the nimumen is, the b'shas leidus asavik, he was a muzik. We paskent ois b'teres vada, it's the Yisrael's. You grab it away, I'm sorry. Meitzin ois emiyot. There's another mahalach in hilchis muzik. It's not a posik, it's a svore. The Gemara says a svore, man de koiv le ozo le bei asye. What's the svore? The Gemara says as follows. A person, something hurts him, you go to the doctor. So what does that mean? That means like this. I'm holding something. You want to take it away from me? Prove it. The violence by me. You're going to come to Bezin and say, it's my thing. The violence by him, we leave it there. We don't know who it belongs to, so we have an anhugge. Status quo. It's by him. Leave it by him. But it's not a haloche vadois. It's an hoge that if since it is in his reshus, we leave it by him. We won't take it away from him. We leave it by him. If the Kohen will grab it away, so I never knew that it was the Yisrael's to begin with. The din was I left it by the Yisrael. The Yisrael was a muzik. Now it's bereshus Kohen. So I'll leave it by the Kohen. That means the din amaitzim echaver olavai is not a din vadai, it's anhogis fakis. You leave it in the reshus that it is. You don't do anything. You leave it there. And now it changed the reshus. Now it's in the reshus Kohen. So the din tokvu Kohen is emitzi noisim yodi. Now it's by the Kohen. So you leave it by the Kohen. So the shaila if maitzin ain maitzin is a shaila. What is the psak of a maitzim mechaber olavaraya? Is it a din vadai? That's the din. It's a psak vadai. Since we don't know who it really belongs to, there's an hoge. Whoever is a muzik b'shas leidus asofik, oiske paskin it's his moment. Or it's an hoge sveikis. You leave it where it is. He's holding it. You leave it by him. The Kohen chaps it away. You leave it by him. L'mayin af gemine. So we mentioned already, the Kuntres HaSveika says, the naf gemine will be, if the Yisrael will be Mekadosh and Isha, is she a Vaday Eisha Shish or a Sofik Eisha Shish? If you say the din of Hamoitzim Echaveh Olavarai is a din Vaday, it's Oiske Pasket, it's his moment, we assume Halachically, it's his mom is Mekadesh and Eishes Ish. He's Mekadesh and Ish. She's Avada Eishes Ish. Shimon is Boil her. So he's Chayim Misa. I mean, it's, he was Boil Eishes Ish. If you learn that the din is on Hoges Vekis, I don't know. It could be belongs to the Israel. Could be it doesn't belong to the Israel. Well, if the Kohen will chop it, it could be belongs to the Kohen. I don't know. If you don't know, if a person will be Boil Eishes Ish, you can't kill him. He can't dance on two chasanis. If you yourself say you don't know who the money belongs to, whoever it is, we leave it there. We won't do anything about it. So, but you can't boil Eishesish. You won't give him Misa. So there'll be a nafkamina if a person was Mekadish with mumin that the psak was Hamaitim Mechaver Olavra, is she a Vada Eishesish or a Sofik Eishesish? Or Rabbi Chanan says, let's say if we'll have a similar shaila by an esrik, that there was a suffik, and now the Reuven is a muzik, there'll be a din, if Shimon will chop it, Shimon will be a muzik. So he says, you need lachem, will Reuven be mekayim the mitzvah of lakach, chem v'yem erishim pri yitzada, zichenat, I don't know if it's yours, it's a suffik yours. The din is you're allowed to hold it, you're allowed to eat it, everything, but be'etzim it's a suffix if it's yours or not. So when it comes to an esrik, you better get a hold of another esrik. This esrik is a suffix yours. So bekitza, if we hold tatfo koin, maitzien oisim yodai, so the din muhzik is a psak vadai. If we hold tatfo koin, ain maitzien oisim yodai, so the din muhzik is a psak sofik, it's a psak sofik. Right, that's the hakdome to Abaye's raya. So Abaye said like this. So Abaye said, now you took this tle, this is the tle with the red stripe. We know this tle is the sofik pidyon pefach hamoed. Now, you're bringing it in, it's my behemoth, I'm allowed to eat it, whatever it is, fine. Now, you're now being mafresh maisa behemoth. So 1, 2, 3, 4, the 10th one was the tle with the red stripe. So, if you're tokvu koyin, eimaitzin, oisei miyodoi, so that means the psak murzik is not a psak vadai, it's a psak sofi. So now, we'll have a shaila on Shuldikrabi. You have your chayiv and maisa behemah. Which is the maisa? This 10th one. Do you know who says this 10th one is yours? Maybe it's the kohen. It's only maybe yours. Kozman is by you. I don't take it away from you. But it's a suffix. And the proof of the pudding, it's a suffix. For I, when the kohen is going to happen, I won't take it away from the kohen. So a fellow, when it's by you, it's also a suffix. So the Gemara says, Nimtza poita mamayne be mamayne shel kohen. That means, when it's by you, I don't know if it's yours or not. I say you can keep it, you can hold it. But I never said be teiras vada, it's yours. So how is it nichnosim l'dir? Is a raya tokvu kohen, maitziyin oisei miyotai. Which means that the din hamitz mechorai is a din vadai. It's oiske paskin, that it's yours. The kohen will take it, will schlep him to bezn and shuldik. It's not yours, it's the Yisrael. Oiske paskin. So if it's a vadai mine, so my mail, nechnosen ledi, it's mine. No, don't tell me maybe it's the kohen. It's not the kohen, it's vadai mine. That's one mahalach. This is how Rabbi Chana says in Kavitz Oris. And Kevitz Yurim, he says this. This is one mahalach how to learn pshat na gemara. Rab Shimon and Shari Yosher, and perhaps the Shita Mekabetzis and our sugya could be learned a different mahalach. And then we'll see the Loshon of Rashi. And the Loshon of Rashi, perhaps in the beginning of the sugya, would seem the second mahalach. Rav Shimon says that by Maisa Behemah, the din is, it has to belong to you. if it's a behemah shall shoot them, there's no din of ma'isa behemah. It has to be yours. That's the din. Yilochoy brings down the posik. It has to be yours. Zogt Rab Shimon, so now this behemah will ask, who does this behemah belong to? So I'll tell you. Today it belongs to me, because it's by me today. Tomorrow, if the Kohen will chop it, it's the Kohen. That's the day. So it's today mine, tomorrow the Kohen. The third day mine. Okay, whatever it is. That means, who does it belong to? Will I ask, who does it belong to? So we say, there's the bailis of the Yisrael is not a muchletik bailis. It can belong to the Kohen can also, not today, he'll have bailis tomorrow. But tomorrow he'll be the bailim. So Sefelt, it is missing the bailis of the Yisrael. It's not mine. Because tomorrow will be the Yisrael, the Kohen's. So it means my bailis is not an exclusive bailis. It's a bailis that can be taken away from me. That's not mine. The Kohen also has bailis. And the Lashon of the Shita Mekabetzis is very interesting. The Shita Mekabetzis is Geiris as follows. How could you use this suffix for Ma'isa Behemah? Afal pi shaloi tokvoi, even though the Kohen didn't chop it yet, keilu tokvoi. As I state in the Gemara, and that's, they had such a gils in the Gemara. Zakteshita Mekabetzis, the Kivin the Mahanye Leitvise, since if the Kohen will chop, it will belong to him. Islay begave droge de mamoine. So now the Kohen has a bailis in it. It's not pshat that means even though you don't look, you don't be short-sighted. Oh, now it's the Yisroels. That's relevant. Well, now it's the Yisroels. But since the Kohen has a koyach to take it, and it will be the Kohen's, so the bailis of the Yisrael is mugbul. It's not miyuchid loy. It's a flexible bailis. Now it's mine. It can be the Kohen's. So that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that gufim, that means that gufim, that the Kohen has a koyach to chap it, that Gufi is Megareya, the bailis of the Yisrael. That's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. And perhaps the Lashon of Rashi is mashma like this. Let's look at Rashi. Bisalke daitoch, yesh lekoyin tzad schia boy. He has a tzad to be zoiche in this tle. Nimtze zem yotze basiri poita mamoinoi bimamoinoi shel koyin. So that means if he has a tzatzchi, so the koyin is not bailus in it. Because he's bekoyach to chapet. Nimtze, yeah. So be'emesin, these two mahalchim are, according to Rabbi Chonon, really the kasha is, we have to read between the lines. That means, if the Kohen can happen, that's not the kasha. If the Kohen can happen, so that proves that now it's a suffix by the Israel. That's how Rabbi Chonon Lamshad. If you're talk for Kohen, that's not the kasha. From that aloha, why is it a mitzina ismiyoda? Because now Guf, I don't know who it belongs to. The whole din amait mechaber is only anogis vekis. So the kasha is indirect. It's the kasha is derived from the aloha. Since I see there is such a aloha that talk for koin a mitzina ismiyoda, so we see that the aloha amait mechaber is anogis vekis. So now Guf, it's a sophic. So that's how you learn pshat in the kasha. If you learn the way Rab Shimon says and the way the Shita Mekabetzis says, so you don't have to read between the lines. That kuf is the kasha. If the Kohen can chap it tomorrow, so the din is will belong to the Kohen tomorrow, so my bailis, so I'm not considered today a complete bailim. Av al pisha lay tokvoy, kilo tokvoy dami, because he has potential tachat. These are two ways to learn pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Anyway, so Abaye said, if we see that a sveikis nichnosim ledir, and we don't bat an eyelash, we don't worry about it, so we see tokvo koyin meitzin oisim yodoy, the koyin has no bailas whatsoever, and it's finished, it's vaday momen Yisrael, and finished, agaya to rabbe. That was, that was Rav Hananya's raya to rabbe. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye said, no, I'm not convinced. That's not a raya. Imishum ha loitisayilma. If that's your raya, you're telling me, I'm proving to you that Tokvu Koyin is maitziyin oisim yodei because of, or else there would never be a din of asveikis nechnosan ledir. Imishum ha loitisayilma. It's not raya to rabbi. Could be you're right, but this is not a right. Hoche b'may askinen k'goin d'lesle elotishe v'hu. This case, sveikis nechnosim ledir, is speaking about a unique case. The Yisrael had 9 tloyim plus this tleh. This tleh with the red stripe, which he made the Sofet Pinyin Petach Amoyer, this is his 10th tleh. That's all what he has. He has 9 plus 1. The man of Sheikh. So Abaye said, I'll tell you, Tokfu Koyin could be is Eimetzi Yonai Simiyod. But Maman of Sheikh, I Bachi Yuvehu. So that means, I have a suffix. Let's go according to the first Mahalach, according to Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach. According to Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach, we hold Tokfu Koyin, Ein Maitzin Oisim Yodai, that means that the Suffolk, who it belongs to, was never Oiske Paskin. That means even though when it's by the Yisrael can use it, but it never was Nizbara, never was Oiske Paskin, that the Yisrael is the real Bailin. Could be the Israel is the Bailim. Could be the Kayin is the Bailim. Kozman, the Israel is holding it. We leave it by the Israel. The Kayin will happen. We'll leave it by, but it's not Oiske Paskin to what belongs to. Zoktabaye. I have a good answer. It is speaking about that this Israel had 9 Tloim plus this Tloim. So now, he comes to the Rav, and he asks the Rav Ashayla, should I make my Sebeima, yes or no? So the Rav tells him as follows. So the Rav tells him, he says, you know what? No, this 10th Tleh, the one with the red stripe, we don't know if it's yours or not. Maybe it's yours, maybe it's not yours. So the Rav says, I'll tell you a Meir Dikizach. Make my Sebeima, and Mimon Mshech, Yoyitza L'choladeis. If it's yours, so it's yours. So you have 10 behemoths. You have 10 tloyim. You mechuyev a ma'isa behemoth. And you make ma'isa behemoth. It's the 10th one. It's yours. What are we saying? But we're not sure it's yours. Maybe it's the coin. Fine. So if it's the coin, so how many behemoths do you possess? 9. Possess 9 tloyim. You're not mechuyev a ma'isa behemoth. So memele, if you make ma'isa behemoth, You're gemaldic. This takasofik, it's takasofik. Could be it's yours, could be it's the kohen. I haven't the faintest idea. But like this, Rav Hananya said, "Ooh, how could he make ma'isa b'heim? How could he use this 10th tleh? Maybe this will be the 10th. How could he? Maybe it's the kohen." Sabaya said, "You know, it's talking about he only has 10 tloim." So if it's the coin, it's also not a calamity. So I put it for my sebeime. So it's no problem. I'm not doing anything. I'm not pattering my chiyah with the moment shall coin. I'm not mechuyah. I only have 9. And if it's mine, so I have 10. So gewaldig. But could be taka, it's taka asofik. It's taka asofik. Maybe it's mine, maybe it's the coin. But there's no problem whatsoever with me using this tleh as the 10th, and even though there's a possibility it'll be the 10th one,
will be the tenth one. The second is gefällig. If it's mine, it's the tenth. If it's not mine, there's no chiemeister beimer. That was Abaye's dichoy and Rab Hananya's raya. Let us see what Rashi says. Lamar, Rabbi Shul Rabbi. So he said like this. It's not right to Rabbi. Im Barchi Yuvahu, I Hai Gavre Barchi Yuvahu, if this Yid is Mechuyev and Maise Behime, Barchi Yuvahu, La Sure, he's Mechuyev to be Maise, She Pidyin Ze, La Pidyin Petach Hamer, it's not a Pidyin Petach Hamer, the Hamer Ustake was not a Petach Hamer. Mishaloyu, so then it's his tle. Hare yesh loy yud tloyim, he has ten tloyim. V'chayiv la'asron, and he's chayiv to give maise, shapek ha'maise. Ilav v'achiyuvehu, but, v'izalav v'achiyuveh, shepidyin ze shel koyin, the pidyin belongs to the koyin. Lay potel lay midi, so he didn't patach his chayiv with mamayne shel koyin. The Tisha Lav B'nei Yisurinino. He only has nine tloim. So he's not Mechuyev B'klal to give Maisa. So Memele, so Abaye said, I can shlug up Rav Hananya's Raya. That means it's no Raya. That could be it's a Suffolk if it's the Koyans of the Israels. And Maman Nemshech, if he's Mechuyev, so it's the Israels. So it's good. If he's, and if it's the Koyans, so he's not Mechuyev. So there's no problem. That is the dichoy of Abaye. Now, according to Rabbi Chanan, I understand this Gemara very good. That it means Abaye said, "What are you telling me? In Tokfa Koyin Aimetzian, it's a sofik. Tak, it's a sofik. But we're speaking about 9 and 1, so there's no problem. There's no problem. But if we learn the second mahalach was." That gufa, that the koyin has a potential bilus in this tle, so this bavada, so it's not called your tle. It's not called your tle. That means that gufa, that the koyin can, we had the lashon of the ritve, the Shita Mekabet says, Ava pisha loy tokva kilo tokva dami. We're saying there's a lumbus, that gufe, that the bailus of the Yisroel is not muchlet, it's not oiskishpat that he's going to remain a bailum, tomorrow the kohen can happen. So he's not considered a true bailum on it. Why? Because the kohen can happen away. So it's not too stodim. Maybe I'm chayim ma'isa b'ayimim. Maybe I'm not chayim. You're zichah not chayim ma'isa b'ayimim. So according to the second pshat, which Rav Shimon Shari Yosha says the second pshat, the Shittim Kvetsa seems to say the second pshat, and Rashi before also seemed to say like this. So then I don't understand the lotion of Abaye. Abaye, so what did Abaye say? Abaye said it speaks about 9 and 1, and if he's Mechuyev, it's good. He's not Mechuyev. He's Vadei not Mechuyev. There's no two stodim. I don't understand. That is Al Kaponim. So about Kaponim, according to the first Mahalach, the Loshna Gemara is very good. Hadar Amar Abaye. Now, so Abaye first had said that he dinzech with the Raya of Rav Hananya. He made an akimtet speaking about 9 plus 1. And then Hadar Amar Abaye, then Abaye thought it over, and he said, Lav mil sehida amri. Abai said, I'm wrong. Rav Hananya is amri dekaraya. The sveike lav bar asirihi. Now, before we go into the raya of Abaye, but Abaye just said amri dekaraya. He's going to prove it soon from Aloche, but let's just jump to the Aloche, what he's saying. Abaye said, the din by maisa behema is, that the tenth one cannot be, maybe it's the tenth. It has to be asiri vadai. You have to know it is the tenth. And if you don't know if it's the tenth, so you're not Makayim Mitzvah. There's no, the mitzvah of Maisa Behema was only said if you know that this is the tenth. If there are any sveikis, maybe it's not the tenth, so you're not Makayim Mitzvah Maisa Behema, and Rabbi is going to prove it from a halacha, which we will learn soon. So Mamelis Abayah said, I'm 100% wrong. That means I said that this halacha is speaking about by, there was nine. I said that this halacha is speaking about that there were nine that Vaday belonged to the Yisrael and one that's a Sofei. And I said, Memonev Shech, it's good, it's either the 10th or the 9th. So Abaye said, if that's the case, so you don't know clearly it's the 10th. Well, Memonev Shech, it's the 10th. By Maisa Beheime, the mitzvah of Maisa Beheime is Davka Asiri Vadai. If you know clearly it's the 10th, then there's a mitzvah of Maisa Beheime. If the 10th, it goes out, and Alesh is the 10th, well, Memonev Shech, if it's the 10th, that is not called Maisa Behemah. There's no such mitzvah of Maisa Behemah. So Memelas Abaye said, so I'm wrong. So that means if you will say that Tokfu Koyin, Eimaytzi and Oisimiyodai, and it's Taka Asafik, so if it's Asafik, there's no mitzvah of Maisa Behemah. The whole mitzvah of Maisa Behemah was only said, if I know clearly when the tenth goes out that this is Vaday the tenth, and if I have any sveikis, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah of Maisa Behemah. Now let us see what Rashi says. The Rashi, Lav Milse Hi Da Omri. Not what I had said is not true. The Vaday Siyati Lamar, Rab Hananya was 100% right. The Havit Sat Schiele Koyen Bei Mi Sofik. If you say, I have a Sofik, maybe it belongs to the Koyen. And if it belongs to the Koyen, so there's no Chi of Maisa Beime, and this is not the tent. V'ishtakech Dechol Hanit Loim Sofik Chayovim B'Maisa. Maybe the Chay B'Maisa Beime, Sofik Ein Chayovim. If that would be the case, the way I said, so there's no chiyuv maaser, period. Kidikamri, like I had said. Lasurim imonevshech. The whole sofik chayiv, sofik potter. There's a sofik, is there a chiyuv maaser b'im? Is there not a chiyuv maaser b'im? Is this the tent? Is this not the tent? Labnei asurinine. Vafula heichadikalamei memonashech. Vafula, you can say memonashech. Well, what's wrong? If it's chayiv, it's chayiv, it's potter. No. If you cannot tell me with a behirus, with a brirus, that this is the tenth, you say maybe it's the tenth, so there's no mitzvah of maisa b'im. This now, how do I know this? So now, there's a mishnah. There's enough in the mishnah. Kofat, Echad min haminuyim l'soichon kulam p'tulim. A person here, a miradike maisa happened. A person had 1,000 tloyim in the corral. 1,000 tloyim. And he's starting to count, and 1,000 tloyim. Oh, it's okay, but I'm kind of mitzvah maisa b'im. Ali durim. 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth one comes out. And then, before anything, the fourth one jumps back in again. The fourth one jumps back in again. And I can't tell if now they all look the same. And now I don't know. So now I have like this. I have so three went out. I have back in really four went out already. I have in the corral, 997. Because the fourth one jumped back in again. We have 997. All these 997 tloyim are potter for my sebeim. Close shop. You're finished. We're finished. Why are we finished? Because now we'll see the cheshbon soon. But the cheshbon is when they start coming out. Now I haven't the faintest idea where I'm up to. I don't know where I'm up to. That means I'll start counting 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Is this 10? Is it 9? I don't know what it is. That means I haven't the faintest idea where I'm up to now. The 10th could be the 9th. The 10th could be is the 10th. So on all these 997, I will never have a birur which is the 10th. So the din is they're all potter, finished. They're all potter. So you see clearly that the din is the whole din of Maisa Baim is Asiri Vad Belay Asiri Sof. And now just Abai is going to prove it that if you wouldn't say like this, it'd be a Netzer what to do. But since there's such a loch of Asiri Vad Belay Asiri Sofik, then the whole corral becomes potter. Let us see what Rashi says. Kofatz echid min amenuyim hoya maise tloim. Vehischa limna ischa yoyitzim bepesach adir. Va'ad shalei higia lasoret, before 10, kofatz echid min amenuyim lesoich adir, one of the menuyim jumped back in, ve'enoy makiroi, and he doesn't know which one is, he doesn't know which one, which one is the money that jumped back in. Kulam p'torim. So all these behemoths are part of a ma'ase. Behemoth, part of an ma'ase. Bein oison sheyotsu, bein oison shebesoy chadir. Those that went out and those which remained. Afilu ein elef. Afilu there's 1,000 left in the deer. They're all part of a ma'ase behemoth. Now Rashi explains, sheyotsu p'turim, those that went out, apota mishum minyan haroi. Now there's a din of minyan haroi. We'll just explain now what the din of minyan haroi. The din of minyan haroi is as follows. That means I started counting. Let's say Rashi later going to give this case. Let's say I have 10 behemoths in the corral. So I start counting 1, 2, 3. And then after the third one goes out, one of the behemoths inside, I have 7 behemoths left, one of them died. So Memela, so now, the 3, I can't patter these 3 anymore. I mean, there's only 6 left in the corrals. So I'll never have 10. So the din is, since when the first 3 went out, there was a minion, there were 7 in the corral. And Memela, they were capable of being nifta with Maisa Behemet. When the first one went out, there was 9 in the corral. So the din is, those that went out already are potter. That's a din, minyan haroi. That means when they were counted, there was in the corral enough behemoths to potter them. So Memela, they're potter already. Afilu la Maisa, I won't make Maisa Behemet anymore, but they're potter. So Memela, Sarashi says like this. Kulam pturin, beinoisin sheyotsu, beinoisin shebesaychadir, vafilu ein elef. Sheyotsu pturin mishum minyan haroi, shekshemonom, when he started counting them, hoya minyan roi lahashlim, belovi lechla maisa. That means when the first one went out, there was enough behemoths in the corral to make maisa. Bamrinin bebchayris, bochim asin elo, minyan haroi poita, minyan roi pata. And all those in the deer are part of Mishim Seh Ma'urav. The Chol HaShayavir Tachas HaShayvet Omer Rachmone V'loi Shal V'Kvar. The Chol Chad Minayu Sofik Kvar Over. Each one is a Sofik. Is this a Kvar Over? Was it not? So Memela I have a Sofik. And Memela, so therefore there's no din of Maisa Behemet.